All right, welcome back in on a Friday of the Gary Sharp Show. If you missed it, Nebraska's Pro Day. Remember, there's no combine in Indianapolis this year. Nebraska's Pro Day is going to be March 23rd, the important day for Hymus and Mills. Especially Hymus coming off the Senior Bowl. I would imagine that both of those guys will take part in Nebraska's Pro Day, which is coming up on the 23rd of March. I'm ready to fight with people on the rankings. But let me go back to one guy that I don't think gets enough run on Bill Connolly's top 60 list of quarterbacks of 2000. So here is 1 through 5. Mayfield, Newton, Vince Young, Tim Tebow, Joe Burrow. I would have put Tebow higher. He's got Deshaun Watson, number 6. Kyler Murray, number 7. I mean, Kyler Murray's one year at OU. In 1 year, 4,361 yards passing, 1,478 yards rushing, and a combined 54 touchdowns. Had that in 1 year, and then became first-round pick. Lamar Jackson at number 8, Marcus Mariota at number 9, RG3 at number 10. Trevor Lawrence is number 11. Clemson lost twice in 3 years when Trevor Lawrence was the starting quarterback. Won a national title and reached the playoffs 2 other times. Colt McCoy, number 12. Number 13, and I would put him higher on this list. And this list is good and debatable. All of us college football fans, I mean, Justin Fields is on this list. He chimes in at number 27. Chase Daniel is on this list at number 33. Mac Jones is on the list. Landry Jones. Colin Klein is on this list from Kansas State. Aaron Murray is on this list as well. Kyle Trask finds a way. Denard Robinson. Brad Banks from Iowa, who, one-year wonder. But you know what? He showed up and Iowa won 11 games. And Brad Banks was a Heisman runner-up to, Carson Palmer? I think Banks' year he finished runner-up to Carson Palmer. So also considered for this list, by the way, outside of the 60, Mackenzie Milton. So there's two quarterbacks that Frost has been with, Mariota and Milton, are on this list. But one person who I don't think gets enough run, and it may be because you don't like him, his personality, Johnny Manziel is at 13. Texas A&M, when Johnny Manziel was there, in a short amount of time, they won 20 football games. Is there another guy in college football in that short amount of time, in the last couple of decades, that was must-watch or generated as many headlines as Johnny Football? He dominated college football in the discussion for at least for those 2 years. You could not wait to see what the next thing he was going to pull after you saw him go to Tuscaloosa and beat Alabama. His 2 years, 7,820 passing yards, 69% completion rate, 63 touchdowns, 22 interceptions, ran the ball for 2,169 yards, 30 rushing TDs. Brian says, my list of the 17 starting quarterbacks of the 2000s, well, that was a depressing list, except for a very small handful of guys. It explains why Nebraska football has been so blah since 2000. It has not been a great, consistent run of good quarterback after good quarterback after good quarterback. Crouch, Zach Taylor, Taylor Martinez, Joe Gans, Adrian Martinez are my top 5. Tommy Armstrong at number 6. Andrew Bunch is Mr. Irrelevant. He is number 17 on this list. John of the Equitable Bank inbox on this fantastic list. He says, if Adrian Martinez is the fifth best quarterback your team has had in the last 20 years, it tells you a lot of where your team is at. And Tanner Lee in my top in the top 10 is even more revealing. I mean, you've had 17 guys that have started at quarterback. Crouch, Lord, Daly, Zach Taylor, Sam Keller, Joe Gann, Zach Lee, Cody Green, Taylor Martinez, Ron Kellogg, Tommy Armstrong, Riker Fife, Tanner Lee, Adrian Martinez, Andrew Bunch, Noah Vedder, Luke McCaffrey. Yes, it has been few and far between. The first part of the decade, better than the last part of the decade when it comes to quarterback play. Yay or nay? Here is Don. Good afternoon, Don.
OG, how you do?
Good. How you doing, my man?
I'm all right. I just wanted to fuss about your quarterback list a little bit.
All right.
First, I wanted to find out, well, what did you use for your criteria as far as ranking the Nebraska quarterbacks?
Success team-wise. Success stat-wise.
Oh, well, that's a strike against everybody except for Krause, but keep going.
I'm done now, Don. I might as well erase the list. We'll just have one guy on here. The other 16 that have started, you're out.
That's right.
Now, but there's if you took a team to your conference championship game, you also get a little bit of love. And some of these guys, I mean, Adrian Martinez kind of single-handedly carried that Nebraska team to the Big Ten championship game, or Taylor Martinez carried that team. I mean, Zach Taylor got to a championship game. I mean, Zach Lee got to a championship game.
Hey, those that guy's pretty good. Hey, but see, and here's my thing, though, is I think Zach Taylor deserves to get up there. I think he is overlooked a lot. I think that he had, out of all of those guys that you mentioned, I think that he had the best leadership qualities and the quarterback qualities as far as, you know, the defensive line would go past the offensive line of ours and smoke him, bro, but he would just stand in that pocket and deliver that football. So Zach Taylor is my guy. But now, and then, of course, I thought Tommy was tough, right? Yeah. But then Zach
Lee?
No, Cody Green. I apologize. Yeah. I must have had Zach Lee on the brain or something. But anyway, Cody Green, I think that he's the most underrated, right? You had him like next to the back?
Yes.
Right, so you only had Bunch worse than Cody Green, right?
Bunch and Riker Fife.
Okay. But now you know that Cody Green did go get a conference championship, right?
He did.
Okay.
But right? I'm just looking at his time here.
Right, no, but see, and that's my thing, is that we have to include, like you said, the talent around them, right? The organization, the coaching, and the offensive philosophy. I mean, you know, out of all those guys you named, I think Cody Green was the most mismanaged out of all of those guys.
I will agree with you.
Thank you.
He's a guy that made the wise decision that he realized what he was up against here and someplace else was better for him. But you're right. He was mismanaged.
Right.
And I don't think the diagnosis on what he could do for their offense or what they if they played to his strengths was right. Completely opposite of what he would have done here. They also didn't give him a longer leash. I thought he would get a longer leash after he got pulled.
Right. And that's the thing that I wanted to kind of say too is like even when you said that he, you know, went to go find greener pastures. It ain't like he left after the first opportunity that he had a chance to leave. He stayed a whole extra year to try to fight and win the job, win over the coaches, win over the teammates, and then when it didn't work, then he went to go win a conference championship somewhere else. And it's been a long time since we had a conference championship, my man. Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thank you very
Don
much.
Don Juan, have a great weekend.
George, you the man. Peace.
Appreciate Don.
Well, there's, you know, other guys that were mismanaged in the last 17 years of quarterback. You know, the last two guys that just left here, what would have been different? Here's a question that I got into a random discussion last fall about quarterback play at Nebraska. And this list, it is It's either a hit or a miss. There are not a lot of guys that sit in between. I'm glad that we're in agreement that Zach Taylor behind Eric Crouch is the top quarterback of the 2000s at Nebraska. Not only one of the more likable Husker players of all time, but also extremely talented and huge for that team. You just wish you could have had him longer, or if you drop him into a different era of Nebraska football. Would you rather have Adrian Martinez or Tommy Armstrong right now? Adrian Martinez or Tommy Armstrong? What if Tommy Armstrong was quarterbacking currently? You just flopped their eras, which bumped up against each other. You flipped them. Would you rather have Tommy Armstrong or Adrian Martinez at your quarterback? In my rankings, they're right next to each other. But there's some of these quarterbacks over the last two decades in Nebraska that came in with a lot of accolades that didn't pan out. And speaking of Don's discussion about Cody Green being mismanaged, hello, Joe Daly. Joe Daly's career is entirely different if Frank Solich's staff doesn't get fired. And all of a sudden, he's in Bill Callahan's offense. Oh, that Southern Miss game. More responses to this. This is all off of Bill Connelly. Great article on ESPN.com. Some of the who's who's of quarterback. Baker Mayfield is his top quarterback. He's got Eric Crouch's 42 on the list of the top quarterbacks of the last decade. There's a couple of guys on here. Like, what do we do with Tanner Lee? 1 year, the hype leading into that year. Some people going, nope, the hype's not real. Don't believe it. And then 23 touchdown passes, 16 interceptions. Why is it bad, George, that as I think of different quarterbacks on this list in my head, I immediately think of bad throws, whether it be Joe Daly against Southern Miss or Tanner Lee, whether it was his fault or not, throwing the pick six against Northern Illinois. We're back with the last hour of the week of the Gary Sharp Show after this.